Today's shir is Masechta Brachos Daf Tezayin. We will begin on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, the last words of the Amud. Says the Gemara Vamar Rab Chama Rab Chanina, Lama Nismachu Ohalim L'Nechalim. If we look in the Pasuk teaches us, K'Nechalim Natoyu K'Genes Alinor K'Holim Not Hashem Karozim Alimayim. The Torah puts together a holim, which are tents, to necholim, which are brooks, rivers, to teach us lamelcha. Man necholim malas adam mitumah tahara. Necholim represent a mikveh. When a person goes into the mikveh, he becomes tahor. Af olim, which represent Torah, the oil shall Torah. Malin as Adam Kafchovel Kafschos have the ability to change a person's life to be Mechapris Averis. And as the Mefarshim explained, somebody who learns Torah has a Kaparis Avonis to the degree that the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Kuf Yod Omer Aleph suggests that he doesn't even have to bring a carbon. Nefesh HaChayim discusses this. So that's what the Gemara is teaching us. This is the way how a person could prevent the oynish of averus by going and learning Torah. And as the Gemara Medrash says, Hamor Shaba Machziram Lamutav. Somebody who learns Torah is Zoichet Machziram Lamutav. He could be Zoichet to become a very good person. And Pogabab Nuvel Zed, the Gemara says, Mashcheu Lebeis Medrash, that Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. And moreover, the Nefesh Chaim says that somebody who learns Torah is considered like Tshuva Mehava, which is the highest level of Tshuva. I saw from the Chidah a beautiful word. The Chidah says that not only do we see here the power of Torah, but he says it's more than that. He says that we know that if somebody needs to go to the mikveh and they fall into the mikveh, so the halacha is that they'll be tar anyway, because that the mikveh doesn't require any kavana. Just by having been immersed in the mikveh, they will be tar. Says the Chidah, that's the lesson of our Gemara as well. As soon as somebody begins to learn Torah, even if they didn't know what they're accomplishing, but the basic point of going to learn Torah, that alone creates that the person comes to a higher level. And I saw that the Sefer Sharma Tzion Ba'alocha, along the same line, says that we don't necessarily understand how the power of Torah works. But he says that Torah has this ability of being matar a person, of elevating the person, even if he doesn't necessarily understand how and why it's working. And he takes the point actually one step further. He says, the Gemara, look at the words of the Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, Ohalim. The Gemara says that the person went to the Beis HaMedrash. So he says, sometimes a person comes to the Beis Medrash and he doesn't necessarily understand what's being taught in the shir. He doesn't necessarily participate to the greatest way possible. But the Gemara says, as soon as you enter the Olim, as soon as you enter to the Oil HaTorah, that is the power of Torah that it brings, as the Gemara says, Mikaf Choyvel Kafschos. So we learned in the Mishnah, Hakoyel Mafreya. If somebody read the Krishma L'mafreya, lo yotza. Says the Gemara, Rav Ami and Rav Asi have a katan le'ganan l'Reb Elazar. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were preparing the chuppah for the wedding of Reb Elazar. Amalhu, so Reb Elazar said, ad hachi v'hachi, until while you're preparing my wedding chuppah, as of Eshma Nosra Be'em Drasha, I'm going to go to yeshiva. And as I saw, Rav Moshe Sternbuch points out, he says, what do we see from here? Here we have a chassan who's on the day of his wedding. And what's he busy with on the day of his wedding. He's busy going to yeshiva. I have nothing. What else should he do? And moreover, he said to them, Aisveim luchu, what I'll hear in yeshiva, I'll come back and share with you. Also, Ashkel Tana, the Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. He found that they were learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan the following braisa. Kara v'tah, somebody is saying Krishma v'tah, and he made an error, and he doesn't know where he's up to. V'nidei lechem tah, b'emsa perik, if the mill of one of the parokim of Krishma, yachsel rosh, he should go back to the beginning of that perik. Ben perik l'perik, he knows he's between parokim, but he doesn't know between which parokim, yachsel l'perik rishon, he should go back to the first perik. So the way most Rishonim Rashi learns, he should go back to V'hoyim Shemaya. He knows he started Kriya Shema, so ostensibly he said V'ahafta. He just doesn't know if he's up to V'hoyim Shemaya V'yoymer, so he should go back to V'hoyim Shemaya. The Rambam seems to learn that he should go back to the beginning of the Kriya Shema. Ben Ksiva L'Ksiva, we know it says twice in Kriya Shema K'saftem. He doesn't know which one he's up to. Yachsel Ksiva Rishonim. Should go back to the first parak because he can't know for sure where is he up to. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Shono, when is this halacha said? Elish loy posbach l'man yibri yimeichem. He hasn't begun yet, l'man yibri yimeichem. Av posbach l'man yibri yimeichem. Once he already said l'man yibri yimeichem, this is the pshat that the Rashba learns, and this is the pshat that the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So we could assume, Sirche Nakav Asi, if he already said l'man yibri yimeichem, he must have already said the second parak. And therefore, we could allow him to continue and not be concerned that he said the Laman Yibri Mechem of the first parak. Also, Amalei, they came and told, so Rabbi Lozer came back and told Rav Ami Rav Asi what he just had learned in the yeshiva. Amalei, and they said to him, Ilu loy banu el l'shmaya davazah, had we just come only to hear this, dayenu. It's enough. This halacha is a very important halacha. So the Gemara introduced here the concept of Sirche Naket V'Ozel. That means a person does what he's used to. The Taz, in Yerudeya Simen Samach Tes, Sif Kotnachov Dalet, there was a question that was brought to him. He says there was a woman who cooked meat. In those days when you bought meat, you had a kasher, the meat yourself, you salted the meat at home. And now, she doesn't recall if she indeed salted the meat or she didn't. So, the Taz was Mekel. He says, first of all, it's only a Shaila Durabonon, because the Halach is Dam Shebishlu, meat, blood that was already cooked, is only Osam Durabonon. And moreover, he said, that since this woman always salts the meat, before she cooks it, she's a religious woman. So just like Al Gemara said, Sirke Noket V'Ozel, she always does this. Here too, we can rely on that. The Nekudas HaKesef from the Shach over there disagrees. He says, you can't compare saying Krishma, which is not so detailed and not so complicated, to salting meat, which is much more complicated, and therefore we can be more lenient. The same Shaila, the Shaila Tshuvas, the Gilyone Hashas from Yosef Engel, quotes a tshuva from the Nachla Shiva, where there was a woman who lit candles on Friday night, and she doesn't remember if she made the bracha on the candles or not. And the halacha is that we could be mekel, because we could assume that a woman always makes a bracha when she can't light the candles. There we anyway have the concept of suffer brachas lahakal. Similarly, the Noid of Yehuda says, if a woman went to the mikveh and she's not sure if she did everything she's supposed to do in the mikveh, we could be more lenient. And the reason we could be lenient is because we assume that she always does what she's supposed to do, so here too she did what she was supposed to do. Teaches us the Mishnah. Humnin, people who are workers. Kairin could say Krishma, Barosh Ilan, on top of the tree, or Barosh HaNetbach, on top of a wall of stones. Mash Ein Rishon Lassakeh B'Tfilah. Even though B'Tfilah, we would not allow somebody to daven there. And the difference between Krishma and Tfilah is Krishma only requires Kavanah by the first Pasuk, whereas Tfilah requires Kavanah for much more. Another nafkamina that the Rishonim suggest is by Krishma, you only have to understand what you're saying. Whereas by Tfilah, you have to know that it's Bakoshas Rachmim. We're asking Hashem for our lives, and therefore requires much more Kavanah. Another pshat that the Reb Sadia Goin suggests is that Krishma, as we've been learning in our Masechta, is a Chiyuv Daraisa, whereas Tfilah is a Chiyuv Drabonin. And the Gemara says many times, Masechta Erev and other places, Chachamim also Chizilk L'Devrayim Yois M'Devrei Torah. Chazal were more concerned about the Rabbonans that people don't take so seriously than they were about the Raises, and that's why we're more machmer. Another pshat that I saw is that Krishma, a person knows that he's supposed to say Krishma with Mesiris Nefesh. So even if he's in a dangerous place or not such a secure place, he doesn't care. It's Krishma. He does what he has to do. Whereas Tefillah, people don't take with the same Mesiris Nefesh, and therefore you have to say it in a more secure area. Continues the Mishnah, and we discussed this halacha already. Chasa Patam Krishma Laila Rishayna. The first night after one gets married, he doesn't say Krishma because he can't have the proper kavana. And that halacha applies ad Matzoi Shabbos. Until Matzoi Shabbos, lo yasa maisa, if he hasn't yet had relations with his wife. As we discussed, in those days, they got married on Wednesday. And most Rishonim explain that what the Mishnah is teaching us is for the first three nights, he's Torah. But at that point, even if he didn't do Bila, it's not the same level of Torah. And once it's not the same level of Torah, he has to say Krishma. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that it's not till Matzoi Shabbos. Usually by Matzoi Shabbos, he will have done Bila. But if he didn't do Bila by Matzoi Shabbos, the Torah continues. There's an interesting machloikus Rishonim. Is this Torah only by night, or is Torah even by day? Because Bila, we know, is typically done by night. So we should say it only applies by night. Or do we say that he's Torah all of the time? And since he's Torah all of the time, it applies both by day and by night. As we discussed when we learned this halacha the previous time, the Shulchan Aruch already says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't do this halacha. And the reason we don't do this halacha is because people, Bizman Hazeh, anyway, don't have the proper kavanah. Continues the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel, Shanasa Ishav Kara Laila Rishayna. Rabbi Gamliel, when he got married, did say Krishma even the first night. Amalai Talmidav, so his Talmidim said to him, Limratan Rabbeinu, haven't you taught us Shekhasim Patam Krishma, that the Chasim is Patam Krishma? Amalem, Einish Me'elechem, I won't listen to you, Levatel Himeni, Malchus Shemayim Filishachas. I won't ever stop saying Krishma, I won't ever stop saying Krishma because of the kavana that's required. Continues the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Haimun Karim Barosh Ilam Barosh Natbach. We learned that workers could say Krishma on top of the tree, on top of the stones. Umispalim Barosh Zayas Barosh Tena. And they could daven, even though our Mishnah differentiated between Krishma and Tefillah. But as far as davening, they could daven on the top. They could certainly say Krishma, but they could even say Tefillah on the top of an olive or fig tree. And the reason is, since their leaves Their branches are very strong. We're not concerned that they're going to get broken, and it's a much more secure area. The Yerushalmi says a different reason, that it's very complicated to go down from an olive tree or a fig tree. So going down from a regular tree is not such a big deal. And that's where Chazal said that if you're going to daven, climb down first. Whereas if you're going down from a fig tree or olive tree, it's complicated. Chazal didn't make you go down. The Shah Kalanus, all other trees, the halach is yard l'mata mispalim. Or balbayis, but the owner of the field, benkach yard l'mata mispalim, always has to go down for tefillah, l'fish ein datam yeshevus alav. And the reason that ain't that to me, Shevus Alav, it's never a great place to daven. So by the worker, as we just discussed, they owe their time to their owner, to the person that they work for. And therefore, we're more machmer. However, the owner, he should go down and not rely on any of these haterim. Another pshat that I saw is that the workers are accustomed to standing on top of the tree. So since they're accustomed to standing on top of the tree, it's not so dangerous for them. But the Baal Bayis, who is not that accustomed, him, it's not secure for him, he should go down. What will be the nafgamina? The nafgamina will be if the Baal Bayis also is accustomed to being always on top of the tree. According to this explanation, he would remain allowed to remain there. There's also a question. The Gemara just differentiated between by tefillah. What would be the halacha of Krishma? Our Mishnah taught us that by Krishma, the workers could remain on top of the tree. What's the halacha of the Baal Bayis on top of the tree? Does the Baal Bayis also have that heter that he could remain on the top of the tree? Or maybe that heter was only said for the Baal Bayis, but the heter, it was only said for the workers, suggests the Meiri. It doesn't apply to the workers. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Ramalei Rav Mari Barah the Baal Shmuel Rava. So Rav Mari, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, asked the question. This woman's name was Rachel. We find in Shas Rami by Rachel. The reason why he was called after his mother and not if after his father, explain Rashi and other Rishonim, because his mother was captured, kidnapped by this individual, Issa Giyura. And Issa Giyura ultimately had relations with her, from which Rami was conceived. And then Issa Giyura became a ger. But since the conception of this individual of Rami was when his father was still not Jewish, so he's called on his mother's name. Tanan asked the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'um Nekarim B'Rosh Ilan B'Rosh Natwach. Alma, so we see from here that Krishma doesn't need Kavana. For many, but we learned in the Brisa, Hakar Shema, Tzorch Shechavna Slibay, Shenema, Shema Yisrael, Ulahalonim, and it also says, Haskes, Ushma Yisrael. What does the word Haskes mean? Malahalon Bahaskes, you have to pay attention. Afkan, it represents Bahaskes, that you have to have serious intention. So how could you say Krishma on top of the tree? Ishtik, Rava was quiet, Amalei, so he then said to Ramari, Midashmichlach Baha, did you hear anything regarding this question? Amalei, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, Vuhushim Tehelim and Talakhtam Vakarin. They stopped working. And since they stopped working at that point, they could have the Kavana. Vatanya, but ask the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Beisila Oimrim, Oiskim Melachta Vakarin. They could continue working. We learned this Braisa yesterday, early in the Masechta, that you could continue working and say Krishma. Answers the Gemara Loi Kasha. Hava Perik Rishon. The first Perik, Kavana is essential. Hava Perik Sheni. And as the Rishonim point out, really the essential Kavana is on the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael. However, most Rishonim, and that's what it says in the Mishnah Brura, say that it should be extended not just to the pasuk Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, but also to the perek of Vahafta. Tanra Baran. Hapalim Shayosim Alokha Etzel Balabayas. Workers who were performing labor for the owner, Kayan Krishma Varkhla Fnachra, so the time is owned by their employer. And therefore, we have to. They may only do what is absolutely necessary. Kayan Krishma Varkhla Fnachra, they say Krishma with the Birchas Krishma, Ubarakhla Piton, and they eat. And they say all the brachas before and after eating. They say the Shemon Esrei. We don't allow them to be the Baal Tefillah. So Rashi says that we don't allow them to be the Baal Tefillah because that takes extra exertion. Others want to say that we don't allow them to go to shul. We tell them to daven where they are. As Darach HaShulchan says, they should make their own minyan. So it seems that's clear that Darach HaShulchan says that if there's no minyan, they should go to shul. But if they have a minyan of workers, even though it's, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, always preferable to daven in shul, here, because their time is not theirs, they should daven where they're working. Vei noisen kapayim. And they, if they're kahanim, they shouldn't duchen, again, because their time is very valuable. As the Gemara of Atanya, Main Shemon Esrei. We've already mentioned earlier in the Masechta, we're going to speak about this more later in the Masechta, that there was a tefillah called Havineinu. And Havineinu was an abridged version of Shemon Esrei. So again, says the Braisa, because their times, they're so we want to watch their time, we require them only to say Havineinu and not the whole Shemon Esrei. V'tanyim ein Shemon Esrei. Amar Rav Sheish, just like Kasha. Har Gamliel, the opinion that says you say the whole Shemon Esrei is Rabbi Gamliel. Har Bishua, the one that says you say this Havineinu, the bridge version, is Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, E, Rabbi Yeshua, if you want to say that that price is following the opinion of Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, Ma'ir Yepayalim. Why are we singling out workers? Rabbi Shua's opinion is, Afil kol adam nami. Everybody could be yoitze tefillah with Havineinu. And as Tosfos explains, certainly Rabbi Shua holds that it's better to daven the regular Shemon Esrei. But even though Rabbi Shua holds that it's better to daven the regular Shemon Esrei, he allows anyone to daven Havineinu. So if Rabbi Shua holds that if you want or you need to, you could say Havineinu, so then certainly for the workers, that's what that would be his opinion. Eli Ediv Rabbi Gamliel. Says the Gemara, you're right. Both prices represent the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Loi Kasha, Kan Boisim B'Schorin. If you're getting paid for your work, so we have to be very careful and limit what you're davening. Kan Boisim B'Sudosun. But if your payment is getting your meal, there we could be a little more lenient and let you daven the regular Shemon Esrei. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, here Vatanya is a raya. There's a braisa that backs this up. Hapalim shayoysim lochem eitz balabayis. Workers who are working by balabayis, koyin krishma mespalim. They say krishma and they daven. Vorchem piton, veim vorchem lefanel. They don't make a hamoitzi. The reason is because a brocha rishoyna is not a chiv daraisa. But they do say two of the brachas are benching. Ketzad, how is this done? Bracha Rishonik Kitikuna. The first bracha benching is said the regular way. And the Mefarshim explained because that bracha was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. And since it was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, it has it's very significant. Another pshat that I saw is that what's discussed in that bracha is different than what's discussed in the other brachas. So it doesn't make, it's not something that could be mixed together. Shnia, whereas the second bracha, Pesach b'Brichas Aretz, you begin by saying the bracha b'Brichas Aretz, the Kailim, and you include in it Bainu Shalayim Bebrechas Aretz, you merge the other brachas. But Medvar Mamurim, and this is the Raya, Baisim Bescharin. These are people who are working for a salary. Av Oisim Sudosin, if the entire payment is they get meals, or she Balbayis Mesviman, or if the Balbayis is sitting together with them, then the Aloch is Mevarchim Tikatunai, they should say the regular benching like everyone else. So it's very interesting. We see from here an incredibly important lesson, how a worker who's working for somebody has to be so careful with the time. In fact, I saw a chiddush, we don't pass in this way, that a worker maybe should not fast on a fast day, because since obviously when somebody is working, if somebody's fasting, he can't concentrate the same way as when he's eating. So maybe it's a fast day, he shouldn't fast. Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Shal Sechuvas Yabiya Oimer, Chelik Beis Orechayim Simen Chav Ches, says that it's a chiddush to say that. Once Chazal established that this is a Tainus Tzibur, we should, it's a Tainus Tzibur for everyone. But he does quote a Yerushalmi in Masechta Demai that a worker has to be so careful on to be eat properly and be in good shape, because he has to give the his employer 100%. And he also goes on to say that even though he can't be lenient on a Tainus Tzibur, a Tainus that Chazal established, but a worker should not accept on himself a Tainus Yochid. He has no right to fast when he's supposed to be giving his work, his employer 100%. So we learned in the Mishnah, Chasim Patam Krishma, Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says in Krishma, B'shiftach V'Veisecha, Prat L'Oisik B'Mitzvah. If somebody is being Oisik B'Mitzvah, he's Patam from Krishma. V'Lechtach V'Derech, B'Rat L'Chasim. Mekan Omru, Hakonis is a Psula. If somebody marries a Psula, he's Patam from Krishma, V'Salmona Chayiv. So here we see the concept of somebody who is an Oisik B'Mitzvah is Patam from Krishma. The question is, I saw Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in a Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses what happens if a doctor is treating patients. Of course, we're not talking about a Chol Shesh B'Sakana, because a Chol Shesh B'Sakana, we have to do whatever we have to do. But these are not Chol Shesh B'Sakana. But he has his practice open. What should he do? So he says that here we're learning that an Oisik B'Mitzvah is Potter. And therefore, if he's treating a patient, he's Potter. He does say, however, that he should ask the Chayla for permission to, if he's in the middle of treating a patient, and it's Zman Krishma, Zman Tefillah, he should ask the patient for permission that he should be able to go off to the side and say Krishma to Davin. Whereas, he says, if you haven't yet, let's say he's not yet treating a patient, there are patients in the waiting room, but he hasn't yet begun treating that patient. So he says, then it's very different, because since he hasn't yet begun treating other patients, so he has the mitzvah of tefillah, he has the mitzvah of krishma, so he should do that and then go treat the patients again, if it's not a chayil sheyesh beis hakana. Continues the Gemara, my mashma, how do we see from this pasuk that if somebody's oisik b'mitzvah, he's part of a krishma? Amra papa, because the pasuk compares it to derech. Ma derech rishus, when somebody's traveling, he's not obligated to travel. Av hachinami, here too we're talking about somebody who's in a derech, which is a rishus. Ask the Gemara, mileskinen, why do we say that the pasuk is talking about somebody who's on a terech, which is rishus? Milakaskinen, can we say that the pasuk is talking about dazel gvar mitzvah? The person's going to do a mitzvah. Vafil hochi, and still om rachmana likri. The Torah says he should say krishma. Answers the Gemara, if the pasuk was talking about even somebody who's going on, even somebody who's traveling for a dvar mitzvah, then lemakra beleches, my belech techa. Why did Torah use the word belechtecha? Shma mina. Belechas didach hu de mechayvis. You mechuyiv to say krishma when you're going on a trip that's for your own benefit. Ha de mitzvah. But if you're going on a trip that's a dvar mitzvah, p'tiris. Ihachi. Ask the Gemara, so if we have this heter, my iria kodesh is a psula. What is this strictly if somebody marries a psula? The halach ought to be, I feel a kodesh is a mononami. The same exemption should apply. Answers the Gemara, hacha tarid, a chassan who's marrying a psula, so he's worried that she has, does she have the psulim? He's worried if he's going to do the bila correctly, hacha loy tarid. Answers the Gemara, so if the point is you're tarid or not, imish from tarid, I feel tavis first of yam nami. Then the halacha should be if somebody's ship is sinking, so obviously he's very preoccupied, he should be part of krishma. Alama amrav ava barzav da amrav, oval, who's certainly also an individual who's quite preoccupied. Chai b'chol mitzvah samuris b'toyro, chutz mit tefillin. Tefillin is the one exception. Shrei nemeba pe'er. The pasuk tells Yechezkel that you, when you're an oval, percha chavish alecha. And the two pshatim, why? One is because Hashem was sending a message that the churban is going to be final. And since it's final, there's no point of an avelus. Because avelus is only when there are people who are going to be menachem you. Here it's not going to be, by the churban, we're all avelim. Another pshat is, they were concerned that the Kazdim would be upset that they're acting avelus against what they did. But so the question is, it's obviously not dependent on Tirda. Amri, Hasam, Tirda de Rishos. If somebody's Tirda is only a Tirda de Rishos, there is no heter. But whereas, where it's a Tirda de Mitzvah, by a Tirda de Mitzvah, we're stricter. Says the Mishnah, going back to Rabbi Gamliel, who did things that normally weren't done. Rochatz Laila Rishon Shemesa Ishta, the first night after his wife passed away, when he was in Avelis, and normally, of course, somebody who's in Avelis may not wash themselves, he washed himself. Omoy Talmidov, so his Talmidim said to him, L'meratanu Rabbanu, haven't you taught us, she'ovel asa lirchatz, then Ovel may not wash himself? Omlem, to which he responded, Any kishab ne adam. I'm not like other people. Istinus ani. I'm an istinus, and an istinus has different halachas because I am very sensitive, and since I'm very sensitive, I can't last without saying krishma. I can't last without washing myself. We said it before regarding krishma. Here we're saying it regarding washing themselves. Continues the Gemara. When Tevi, his servant, died, he accepted Tantchumim that they should be Menachem Ovel him, like one is Menachem Ovel, somebody whose close relative passed away. Amaloi Talmidov, haven't you taught us? You're not supposed to accept Tantchumim for Avodim. Amalem, again, he responded to them, Ain't Tevi Avdi Kishar Kol Avodim? My Eved Tevi is not like all other Avodim. Kosha Haya. He was a very exceptional person. Says the Mishnah, going back to the din that we learned in the previous Mishnah. Chasan Maratza Likur's Krishma Laila Rishayna. If a Chasan does want to say Krishma on the first night that he got married, Rav Shimon Gamliel may. And the comments of Shimon Gamliel, like Kol Haratza Litzel Hashem Yitol, you can't just do it because you think you can. Says the Gemara, how indeed did Rabbi Gamliel wash himself the first night when he was in Avelus? My Talmud Rabbi Gamliel, how did he wash himself that night? He was an Ovel. Answers the Gemara, Kesover Aninus Laila Drabonon. He was of the opinion that the Aninus, and all the Mefarshim explain, Aninus here means Avelus, that the Avelus of the first night is only Midrabonon. The Ksiv Vachriso Kiyomar, the Avelus Midaraisa is only one day, and since that day was only Avelus Drabonon, but Makam Istinus, it's only Xer Drabonon, therefore Lagos Barabonin, Chazal did not make Gzeira under such circumstances. In fact, I saw a very bechidish from the Ragachover that says, just like we're applying this heter of istinus to allow a person to wash themselves on the first night after where it's only Darabonon, we know that an ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. But if somebody is like a Ragachover who can't, he's an istinus, but he's an istinus regarding Divrei Torah, we could be more lenient and allow him to say Divrei Torah, to learn Divrei Torah during the Avelus. And we learned in the Mishnah that when Tevi Avdoi passed away, he was Mekabel Tanchum. Tan Rabbonin, says the Gemara, Avadim Vishvachas, normally when we deal with Avadim Vishvachas, Ein Oindan Lam B'Shura, after Levaya, the Avelim go through a Shura, and everybody says Hamokim Yenachem. For them, for Avelim, we don't do that. Vein Oindan Lam B'Berchas Avelim, they used to say a special bracha for the Avelim. V'Tanchumim Avelim, they used to say Hamokim. However, it says Masa or Mesa Shivchosoi Shrebelezer, the maid of Rebelezer passed away, Nichnasu Talmidov Lanachmai. And his Talmidim came to be Menachemim. Kivin Shara Oiso, when he saw them doing this, Olalalia, he went to the upper floor. Volachra, so they followed him. Nichnas Lampelon, so he walked into a separate room. And Nichnas Achrov, and they followed him. Nichnas Atrachlim, then he went into another room. And they're still Nichnasu Achrov, they're still following him. Omalahem. So at that point he said to them, Kedumani Shatam Nichvam Paishrim. I wanted to prevent you from getting burnt with warm water. Achshav Atam Nichna Fil Bechamechamim. Now you're going to get burnt with very hot water. What does that mean? He said to them, I thought that you would get my hint that you're not supposed to be Menachem Ovel, and I want somebody who's for an Eved, for a Shivcha, and I thought you would get the message, but you're not getting the message. And if you're not getting the message, through a hint, I have to say it to you explicitly. Loi kach, shenisi lchem, haven't I taught you? Avodim v'shvachis, einoim demelein b'shura. Veinoi lehem b'rechus aveilim, v'loi tenchum aveilim, alma oimrim lehem, shem sharam l'odom, al shari v'chamar shemesu. Just like if somebody lost a property, lost money, they say to him, "Amokim yichal chaschreincha." Hakadosh Baruch Hu should replace your loss. Kach oimrim al avdoi v'ashiv chasoi, hamokim malcha chaschreincha. There is no tanchumi aveilim on such a person. Tanyidach, avodim v'shvachas, ein maspidin oisam. You shouldn't say a hesped for them. Rabbi Yosi oimer im avid kashahu. If he was a chashv eved, oimer lov hoy ish toy v'neman. He was a good, trustworthy person. And he had hana from his work. Amrloi, so they said to him, "Im kain ma'anachta l'ksherim." If that's what you're going to say on an eved, that's the nicest thing you could say in a person, that he's a trustworthy, honest person. So that isn't something that is a degrading hespet. Tanarabonim, says the Gemara, "Ein karen ovis el l'shloisha." We only could call our ovis Tavram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. "Ven kar imas el arba tesar Rivka Rachav aleya." Not to any of the Shvatim, and not to Bil and Zilpa. Ask the Gemara, "Ovis my tama." Why are we limiting ourselves to only Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov? Ilay mishum de lo yadinan, because we're not quite sure from which Shevet we come from. Ime Reuven Asinan, are we from Shevet Reuven? Ime Shimon Kasinan, are we from Shevet Shimon? Yehochi, says the Mar, if that's your thinking, then Mars Nami. So you make the same argument by the Mars. Lo Yadinan, because we can't know Ime Roch Kasinan and Ime Leia Kasinan. Yet we call Rochel and Leia both Imas. Ella, says the Gemara, Ad Hoche Cheshiva, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov were Choshev the So of course, it doesn't mean to say chas v'sholem that they're not choshev. We couldn't have anybody more choshev than them. It's only a question of to what degree. Tan yidach, avodim u'shvachis, when it comes to avodim and shvachis, ain't kind of some abaplonis for abaplonis. It used to be a way of respect. They used to call everybody Abba or Ima, but we don't do that by Avodim and Shvachas. V'sher Gamliel, whereas the Gamliel, Hayukarn Abba Ploini Vima Ploinis. His Avodim, they did so. Ask the Gemara Maiselister. First, the Gemara tells us a halacha, that this may not be done. And then the Gemara right away says that they did it. Answers the Gemara, Meshum Dechshivi. Everybody knew that they were Avodim of Rabbi Gamliel, and since everybody was aware that they were Avodim of Rabbi Gamliel, nobody's going to make this mistake. Amar Belozer, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, Kein Avarechacha B'chayai B'shimcha Esakapai. Kein Avarechacha B'chayai is a Krishma. It refers to Krishma, because Krishma represents that a person is prepared to be Mois and Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shimcha esakapai, su tefillah. It refers to tefillah. Vim oisakein, and if a person does what he's supposed to do, all of a kasuv oimer, regarding him, the pasuk says, k'may chelev v'deshen tizba nafshi, he'll have chelev v'nefesh. He'll have abundance. He'll be zoich to have oilam haze v'oilam haba. Shenem v'sfosei ronanois. Ronanos is a Lashon Rabbim. V'sfosei ronanos yalapi. We begin now a Gemara, where the Gemara teaches us what different Tanoim and Amaroim would daven when they finish, would say at the end of davening. Because the halacha is, explained the Mefarshim, that when we daven, we're supposed to say the Nusach HaTfilah. But if all you're going to do, explains the Tzlach, is say the Nusach HaTfilah, then we learn the Mishnah, we're going to learn a Mishnah later in our Masechta, Daf Chav Chesam Abeis, Ha'oysa Tfilosa Kfa, Ain't Tfilosa Tachnunim. You have to show that you really understand that your life depends on the Tfilah. How do you show it? By adding words to your Tfilah. But you're not allowed to say it in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, right? You're allowed to say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we learned, after you say Yul HaRotzen. But you can't say in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, the Gemara gives us different tefillos, the different Tanoim and Amoraim said. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar b'Asa d'Masayim Tzlusi Amahachi, Yiratzu Mefanecha Hashem Alekeinu, Shetashkein Mefareinu, you should be with us, you should bring to us, Ahava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reis, all sorts of love and peace, V'Sabe G'Veleinu B'Talmidim, we should be zoiched to have more Talmidim. V'sakneinu v'satzleich v'safeinu achriseinu v'tikva. We should have a great future. V'sosim chalkeinu v'gan Eden. We should be zoiched to Gan Eden. V'sakneinu b'chovetoiv v'yetzitoi b'lofamecha. We should have good friends. As I saw from the closing of the Rebbe, bad friends can have the worst effect on a person, and good friends can have the best effect on people. When we get up in the morning, we should be zoicha to Yerushamayim, and we should be fulfilled only with good things. Rav Yochanan bar Tzvi Mitzrayim Shlomasi Amahachi, Ratzon Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetatzitz B'Vashteinu, see how we're embarrassed. V'sabit b'raseinu, see how Klai Yisrael is in tzoros. V'sishlabish b'rachamecha, so have rachmonis. V'sishchase b'zecha, be strong. V'sishate b'schudecha, use the midas rachmim. V'sishase b'chanunusecha, v'sol v'fanecha midas tuvcha v'sishnecha, to have rachmonis on us. Rav Zeira b'asim tzayim tzlusa emahokhi, yirotzim v'fanecha Hashem alakeinu, shloi nechta, we shouldn't do averis. We shouldn't be embarrassed from our forefathers that we didn't do what we were supposed to do. Rav Chia, Boss of the Metzalai, Amahachi, Yotzef Nachashem Alkeinu, Shei Terascha amenaseinu. Torah should be our occupation. Vayidba lebeinu. We shouldn't have tzaris. Vayechshu einenu. And we shouldn't, our people who have tzaris, their eyes get dark. And we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that shouldn't happen. So I saw Rav Moshe Sternberg explains. What are we saying? Shatei Terascha Menaseinu. What we're saying is, one pshat he says is that we should, and it was appropriate to Rav Chiya, because the Gemara says, G'doy l'mas Chiya. Rav Chiya was the one that was marbet Torah in Klal Yisrael. So since Rav Chiya was the one that brought Torah to Klal Yisrael, he was the one that's appropriate that it should say, Shatei Terascha Menaseinu. Another pshat that he said is that even if a person is doing other things, because he has to make a living, he has to do what he has to do, that should never take away that his main asik should be Torah. And I saw a different pshat, that many times people who learn have to rely on other people for panasa. So he says, Shetei Terascha Menaseinu, Torah should be our occupation, but not at the expense, V'yechshu'ainenu, we shouldn't have to rely on other people for panasa. Rav, Basat Slusi, Rav, after he davened, Amahachi, Rav Fnech Hashem Alekeinu, Shetitin Lanu Chaim Aruchim, we should have a long life, Chaim Shasholem, a life of peace, Chaim Shal Toiva, Chaim Shal Brocha, Chaim Shal Panosa, Chaim Shal Chil Tzatzomis, we should be healthy, Chaim Shesh Bem Yiras Chait, Chaim Shem Bem Usha Chlima, there should not be no embarrassment, Chaim Shal Oishav Chavid, Chaim Shtebono Ahavas Toiro, V'yira Shemayim, Chaim Shetmaus Komishas Lebeinu L'Toiva. So I saw from Hirschsprung Zitzal a beautiful vort. He says, and this is what we know, what we say every month when we're Mevarach Machoidish. It says, first we say, Chaim Sheyesh Behem Yiras Chet. So we already davened for Yiras Shemayim. So why do we say again, Chaim Sheyesh Behem Yiras Shemayim? So he says, beautiful. He says, because in the middle we said, Chaim Shal Oishav Chavid. And many times, when somebody has Oishav Chavid, that takes away from them their Yiras Shemayim. So we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though we have Yiras Chet, but now Baruch Shem, you're giving us Oishav Chavid. But the Oishav Chavid should only be at the expense of, should not be at the expense of Yiras Shemayim. So we say again, we still never forget that we should have Yiras Shemayim. Then we say, Shemal Kom Shas Lebeinu L'Toiva. What pshat that we say, Shemal Kom Shas Lebeinu L'Toiva? So I saw the pshat is, that people many times think that they know what's best for them. That's not necessarily the case. But they think that they know what's best for them. And they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has so much rachmanis on us, grants them what they wish. But then they realize that they should have never asked for this. So we right away say, L'toiva, you know what's best for us. Give us what we ask for, only if it's really good for us. Many have the nusach when they say Mevarchim HaChodesh, they say B'schus Tfilas Rav. The reason that they say B'schus Tfilas Rav is because, as we just learned in the Gemara, this was the Tfilah of Rav. This was the nusach of Tfilah of Rav, and that's why they say B'schus Tfilas Rav. Others say B'schus Tfilas Rabim, because they're davening together with the Rabim for a good month, and therefore they say B'schus Tfilas Rabim. And therefore, there are others that say both Chus Tfilas Rav v'Rabin. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Basit Slusi Amahachi. Yirat v'fnach Hashem alakeinu v'alakei v'seinu, shetetzileinu me'azi ponim me'azis ponim. Save us from people who are chutzpedig, me'odimra, from bad people, me'pegara, from anything bad to happen to us, me'yetzahara, from the yetzahara, me'chavara, from a bad friend, me'shachanra, from a bad neighbor, u'me'sotin ha'mashchis, from the Satan, Ubedin Kasha, from any Beadinim, Ubaldin Kasha, Bein Shul Bein Bris, whether the person who's antagonizing us is from Klal Yisrael, Bein Shein Bris, Vafagav, the Kaimi Tzutze Lei, the Rabbi. And he always said this, even though he had people, security guards. But security guards are not who save us and are not protect us. The one who protects us and saves us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.